This whole time, I had started this idea that I wanted to walk 50 miles on my 50th birthday. Well, two things. One, Anna, who was a registered nurse like me, and she had her health and wellness coaching certification. And I thought, I need help with this goal. And so I reached out and said, hey, I have this goal. I'm wondering if I can come and you can help me. That was really the next step in this whole progression, this transformation, as you call it.
I mean, do you consider it a transformation?
Definitely. Definitely consider it a transformation.
That word, transformation, carries real weight. For Sarah Lundskog, it's inseparable from the impact of Anna Cox. A nurse, athlete, mother of four, and co-founder of a community built to empower women, Anna has created spaces where women reconnect with themselves and each other.
Hi, my name's Anna Cox, and I helped found Ignite Adventure and Wellness with a few friends, and we're 6 years into Ignite, and we started with the idea of helping women get outside and have more confidence and skills, and it just keeps evolving. Where we're at now is we provide mountain bike clinics and cross-country ski clinics and backpack opportunities. We also provide health and wellness coaching.
At 6'1", she has a commanding presence, but what stands out most is her warmth, her steady patience, her encouraging spirit, the way she makes hard things feel possible. For Anna, the outdoors has never been just about adventure. It's where confidence is built, resilience is tested, and connection takes root. She also coaches athletes and ride leaders with the Wasatch Mountain Bike Team. But her own story started long before Ignite, with her dad, a mountain bike, and a little-known trail in Moab. Well, at least at the time.
My dad was a really cutting edge and got into mountain biking in the 90s. And we would go down to Moab and try to ride the Slick Rock Trail, which you like couldn't even find. And there was no parking lot, you know, it was like so different, right? But we did that, and we would, you know, cross-country ski into yurts and stuff. Not a lot of people were doing these things, but, you know, it was awesome. Parents were great. They helped get us out and keep us moving.
Those experiences instilled something that would later guide both her career and her sense of purpose.
Whenever I have my clinics, right at the beginning, I'm like, you guys have already done the hardest part, just showing up, just getting started, and, you know, everything else is bonus. I still feel like that in any kind of journey, with your health and wellness, with your outdoor adventure, with most things in life, just getting started, just igniting is the most important part. You know, once you get going, it gets easier, but I like to focus on what it takes just to get started.
Because often that first step is the hardest one, and the right environment makes all the difference.
Oh, I love being able to coach other women. I often have people tell me, oh yeah, my boyfriend or my husband or so-and-so tried to tell it to me this way, and they just say this, and then they get mad, and they're frustrated, and I'm frustrated, and, you know, we hear this story again and again. Obviously, this is super general, right? Women and men all learn differently, but there tends to be a way that more women learn and a way that more men learn. I've had so many women in my class be like, oh my gosh, this finally makes sense. Oh, thanks for explaining this. It's finally clicking. Like, oh, I'm so glad, you know, you took the time to explain why we need to do this. So I think it's great that, you know, we're all different. We learn different.
Sarah talks about a shift that many mothers might recognize. Motherhood, she says, has been her greatest joy. But somewhere along the way, she noticed she had started to lose a sense of herself. With five kids and so much focus on caring for others, she reached a point where even simple questions, like her favorite food or where she'd want to travel, felt hard to answer. She realized she'd become so tuned into everyone else's needs that she'd lost touch with her own. That changed when she signed up for Ignite's mountain bike clinic, later learned to skate ski, and with Anna's help, trained to hike 50 miles on her 50th birthday. In those spaces, she realized she hadn't just lost touch with herself. She had spent years avoiding discomfort without fully understanding what it was costing her.
There was a different level of discomfort that I had avoided, and I started embracing it. And that's where I felt like the transformation took place. Is I learned that in discomfort is growth. And if we're always comfortable, we're not growing. So moving myself into more and more uncomfortable situations, I started to see growth every time I saw it at work. I saw it on the trails. I saw it skiing. And I even saw it in conversations that I wasn't willing to have before. And even sitting with my own thoughts that I would probably have avoided before. And being really willing to look at myself and all the things I was avoiding because of the discomfort.
I'm Anna.
Oh, hi. I spoke with you.
Nice to meet you.
Tell me your first name.
Karen.
Karen. Yes. Awesome. So good to meet you.
Nice to meet you.
Glasses.
Thank you.
I love it. I'm so pumped for you to be here. You guys are in such good hands with Sarah.
Your name Anna?
Yes. I tagged along last week as first-timers gathered at the UVU trailhead in Heber. Nervous laughter drifted through the morning air as women adjusted helmets, introduced themselves, and prepared for their first ride. Sarah stood with them, smiling as she welcomed the group.
And I'm just excited to be here. I love teaching Never Evers. I feel like I know what it's like to be a beginner, and I can relate to all of you. What I would like you to do is introduce yourself and tell me what you're hoping to gain from this clinic.
Hey, so I'm Heather, and I just have gone through a rough few years in life, like midlife roughness, and woke up and decided I wanted to learn something new. I have 5 kids. My youngest is 6, so it's just kind of been like a long period of momming, and just want something for me.
Yeah. I'm Sandra, and so my husband does the ride leader stuff. All 3 of my children have been in the mountain biking, and we went on spring break on a mountain biking trip, and I thought, well, I can gut this out. And, no, I couldn't. So I want to join the family, really, is what it is. But I'm excited because it's been a while since I've been more invested in myself. So that's
62-year-old Karen moved to Park City a few years ago.
Husband mountain bikes. My kids are 30 and 22. My daughter's a real unbelievable mountain biker, and I just figured I'd have to start putting myself out there and not being scared to do stuff. So that's why I'm here.
I'm Heather, and a lot of the same. I just wanted to try something new. I've been the same. I've had a mountain bike forever, but I just ride it on the flat kind of gravel roads. Oh, I can't mountain bike. But then I come across Facebook and I was like, I gotta do this. If not now, then when?
I'm Kristen, and as all of you guys are talking, I'm like, I'm gonna start crying. When Heather was talking, I'm gonna be 47 this year. I mean, I have the kids, but I have this deeper thing of like, my life is passing me by, and I've spent all these years just trying to like fix everybody else's problems. I just want to do something fun.
By the time they've all spoken, the parking lot no longer feels full of strangers, but of women recognizing pieces of themselves in one another. The day before, I joined Ignite's intermediate level clinic, where women work to level up their skills. With the Never Evers, the anxiety is palpable, but so is their resolve to try something new. Sarah starts at the very beginning, walking everyone through a bike check and basic maintenance. In the parking lot, she demonstrates braking, grip position, and shifting, then moves through a series of drills before heading onto the dirt. The UVU trail system offers routes for all abilities, including the most basic loop, known as the elementary school, with gentle rollers, a small bermed turn, and scattered boulders to ride or navigate around. No one is perfect. There are missteps, plenty of them. But with Sarah's steady guidance and constant encouragement, everyone begins to progress. Nervous laughter, moments of doubt and fear surface, but so does something else.
So how was it, ladies?
So fun.
It was fun. Confidence builder.
Yeah.
Really? How so?
It's like you're sitting there thinking, I can't do this, and then you just do it.
I think what stood out to me is I'm a very E-type person. It really taught me that if I relaxed on this, like that last loop I did it. I'm always tense, but I learned how to relax, and it's really a really nice thing to just relax into it, because then my all is so much easier. I'll have to go home and relax with my husband or something and not be so uptight, because he's like, well, I want to wear clinics.
Sarah beams as she listens. A few years ago, she was the one standing on the other side of that same learning curve, unsure, overthinking, learning to let go. When I talked to her earlier, she reflected on her first clinic with Anna and what it taught her about learning to trust herself.
She's great to challenge us, but at the same time say, if it's not what you're comfortable, if you don't feel comfortable today, don't do it. But just know this is available.
On the last day of that first clinic, Sarah opted out of one of the features that felt overwhelming to her.
And I came home and I just sat with it for a bit and thought about it. And I thought, and this might sound crazy, but I was like, do you think Anna's been lying to you through all these clinics? You've seen it with your own eyes. bend your knees, bend your arms, get in this position. Loosen up and you'll ride it out. Do you not believe her?
She realized she did believe her.
So I went back a few days later, and everything that I had watched other people ride and I had decided that I wasn't ready, I went back with my son and I rode it all. Bust them. Just by applying what I had learned in the clinic. But I guess I had to wait and do it on my own terms and figure that out. Like, it was...
Tell me about how that felt in that moment when you went back and did it, though.
Empowering. Because then it flowed over to my job that I was struggling with, that I, you know, was feeling like the learning curve was really steep. And so it just carried over. It boosted, it was a dual thing that occurred at the same time, is that empowerment and really an investment in myself that probably hadn't really occurred for a long time.
And that's what comes out of Ignite. Not just confidence on the trail, but something that carries into work, home life, and everything in between. This is Amber Johnson for KPCW's Community Campfire.